progress in kind of moving research results to solutions for the industry ultimately is going to require a little more than just the scientist handing off the project. And there's additional steps that need to be taken, including in some cases registration of the technology and or finding a commercial partner that could produce and market the solution, whether it's a new applied chemical type thing or it may be looking at a resistant plant or something like that. So our Commercial Product Development Committee has kind of organized a list of project areas that we're working on that are kind of in that stage of maturity. And at our recent committee meeting and then at the board meeting, the foundation has agreed that we need some interim management to kind of keep on a target with those as far as tracking and reporting so the industry is kept aware of and we don't miss critical timelines for moving these things forward. So we're going to be contracting with the Technology Innovation Group, which is currently the group that's helping us manage the research program through Tom Turpin, and one of his partners will take on the role of working with us to oversee the commercial product development phase of our program.
How long is that contract for, and are you aiming, you think, to ultimately get an in-house development manager?
The whole picture was envisioned several years ago. The idea was that with success in the research, there obviously are going to be more and more solutions that will be ready to deliver to the industry, and so we ultimately can envision the need for a full-time person to take that role. So given the nature of where we are right now and the need to kind of get it better organized and some roadmaps and timelines in place, we're contracting with Technology Innovation Group for six-month intervals to provide that interim organization as well as reporting. And so the first contract period will be 6 months, and we can review and continue on that basis. And at some point in the future, things will be at a point where it would make sense to commit to a full-time hired person to take on this role for CRDF in the industry.